This essay is about the smart technology that many utility companies have introduced and to which there is a degree of opposition nationwide. Let's look at the whole electromagnetic spectrum coming, for example, from the sun. Newton demonstrated only part of the spectrum when he passed sunlight through a prism, finding all the colors of the rainbow red to violet. Looking just beyond the red, he found that a thermometer was affected. This is the infrared, or heat, and beyond that, unknown to him, of course, lie radio waves and microwaves. Microwaves are used everywhere. Cell phones, Wi-Fi, microwave cookers, radars, TVs, and others. These types of electromagnetic wave differ only in frequency or wavelength. Some of us may remember the well-documented beaming of microwaves directly at the chancery of the U.S. Embassy in Moscow between 1953 and 1976. There was indeed a fear of damage to human cells, and a study was made in the Department of Epidemiology at Johns Hopkins by the late Abraham Lilienfeld in 1978. That study has never been published in detail, but there are references to it in the Journal of Environmental Health, and there is also an interesting article by James F. Shoemaker, a Foreign Service officer in that Moscow embassy for many years, who, like other colleagues there, developed a low white blood cell count. After a painful bone marrow test, Shoemaker was identified with leukemia, which actually later in life subsided. Now let's turn back to Newton's spectrum as we know it today and look at the frequencies beyond the red or harmless end. For those who would prefer wavelengths rather than frequencies in megahertz, just ask the nearest physics major. It's an easy conversion. The red color, or longest wavelength, has frequency 4,000. Lower down we find the microwaves, for example about 3,000 for weather radar. Microwave cookers operate at 2,450, the frequency that agitates the water molecules in our food. Next lower, we find the utility smart meters at about 900, very close to U.S. cell phones at 850, although there are other frequencies for cell phones, for example 1900. Lower still, we find various FM stations, around 90 or 100. Today, cell phone usage is so high that we are living in an increasingly dense sea of microwaves. So who should care about the smart reader adding its little bit to the cell phone emanations, or a powerful weather radar slowly sweeping over us, and so on? Later studies than Lilienfeld's 1978 studies have so far shown these waves to be generally harmless, barring, of course, the 2,450 megahertz vibrations of water molecules, but I believe we have to go on being wary and studying them more. And that is not the entire story. What the utility companies are doing is pulsing their information, so if you have a meter on the outside wall, the darn thing is transmitting millisecond bursts of microwaves, and these bursts are coming at random times. If people are complaining this can cause headaches, it's not altogether surprising. I have personally found when driving that the strobe-like winter sunlight coming sideways through the trees as I travel at certain speeds tends to irritate, and I often shield my eyes to avoid the discomfort of such pulsing. I'm out of time now, but it does seem to this writer that, because of this pulsing, homeowners everywhere should have been given the choice of smart meters or not, and with no extra fees involved either way.